mission. The game edition. The Dame edition.
See what I did there?
Oh, I like what you did there.
Thanks.
Not lame. Pretty good.
It's not lame.
The Nostratautious edition.
One and the same. Hall of Fame.
All right. Am I to blame that we're doing this?
I'm just glad we came. You guys came.
No shame.
I need to tell everyone your name.
That's not edition. Lame.
We already did that one.
Tausch loses.
Oh. My enthusiasm isn't tame.
I love you guys. Edition of Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, although I have run into a bit of a glitch at my
Where's
end,
Bane?
So I'm working on that.
It's not even
Is Bane
same.
Excited about Dame?
Of course. Just watching that the other day on TV.
It was on TNT. I was watching it too. I don't know why. I've only seen it 100 times. And of course, I think of Jesse talking into a cup when I do. All right, I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and from his undisclosed location, he's the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher and the predictor. Now it is not Dollar Dame. So that is the one thing that you did get wrong was his nickname. But on April 27th, you called for this. There is some disappointment in my house as far as how it happened and who departed because of it. But he is Mark Tauscher, and he was right about Damian Lillard being a Buck. Nicely done, sir.
Yeah, I got the Brewers wrong. But I've gotten a lot right, as you guys are well aware. I'm not going to sit here and pat myself on the back. What I will say is I think you have to give John Horst a ton of credit in the fact that you can't just sit still and expect things to change. You know, who was the guard when we ended up getting Drew Holiday that we got rid of? He ended up going to Arizona, played at Kentucky. Can you help me out here? For the Bucks.
Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah,
yep.
Eric Bledsoe or Drew Bledsoe. And it was, well, he's a nice player. And, you know, we got trying to, like, force a big three down us. And Drew Holiday came and was everything we hoped he'd be. It led us to a championship. But for everybody that was, you know, well, the defense is going to be hurt. Yeah, he was a great defensive player. Old boy torched us. And Drew Holiday was on him. And Dame Lillard is that explosive. One of the problems that the Bucks got caught up in was that end of game. Who can create a shot? Who can do all this? And Dame Lillard's gonna get that done. And for me, I'm just super excited because now this gives us a chance, I believe, to keep Giannis for another 4 or 5 year window.
No doubt.
And we can let this thing rip. And I just love all of the naysayers and, you know, the Dan Lebatards crying in their beers, like the Miami Heat were entitled to Dame because Dame wanted to go there. If Dame wanted to be an unrestricted free agent, he went to sign a fat extension with Portland. So we're excited that he's coming. I just love Wendy trying to say, well, the real story is where's Drew Holiday going? It's always a way to try and slight. What everybody knows is the Milwaukee Bucks hit a home run yesterday. And they're trying to spin it in different ways, which cracks me up. But make no mistake about it, the Bucks are now the favorites to win the whole blanking thing, and you have to give Horst, the ownership group, everybody involved, monster attaboys for making a tough decision, getting rid of somebody that helped you win a championship, to bring in somebody that you feel like can help you get another one. Kudos to everybody involved. I tweeted this yesterday. I don't know who's got it better than us. And I know Jesse said Georgia. Okay, yeah, sure. If you look at where we're at, Brewers team, which is going to surprise people, obviously surprise some of us, making the playoffs. You got the Packers flipping the script again, and now the Bucks. It's fantastic. And I think we are blessed to have the amount of success and the amount of just great storylines that we have in this wonderful state.
So, Jesse, when you saw this news, like I did, the first person I thought of was Tausch. And then I started thinking about Giannis and what he had said first to the New York Times. And then I, in another story later, I thought, all right, well, he ain't going anywhere. I mean, what more could he ask for? I believe he drafted Lillard first when he was, like, picking his all-star team, too, right? I mean, this is clearly what he wanted, and he got it. What was your reaction?
It's amazing, and it just puts in perspective the golden age of Bucks basketball that we're living in, because similarly to when the Bucks won the finals in 2021, and the first time it ever it clicked for me was in 2019 in the Deer District when TNT was doing the pregame show before the Eastern Conference Finals, and they had this full like college game day type setup behind them. To think where the Bucks organization is now compared to where it was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, is just insane. The fact that not only were they in the conversation for Damian Lillard, but they got Damian Lillard. The fact that they've had Giannis and have had him for a decade, and that they won a title a couple of years ago, and you know, advancing in the playoffs isn't good enough for us anymore as fans of that team. Like, to think that that's where we're at after 15, 20 years ago where the 8 seed was celebrated. Oh, we get a chance to go up against LeBron and the Heat in the first round of the playoffs. Wish us luck. Like, that was an accomplishment over a decade ago. And now to be where this organization's at, it's incredible. And this is just another like trophy on the mantle in a way as a Bucks fan to know that, you know, national relevance is here and it's never been stronger.
Now, they obviously have to win. That's the whole idea of acquiring him. But Tausch, one of the other things we've talked about on this show many times is the Wisconsin, for lack of a better term, inferiority complex, and how we're always worried about people leaving, including Giannis, right? This is 180 degrees the opposite direction. This guy's coming here. And I saw that there, you know, the Heat fans that you mentioned.
A bunch of babies.
On social media and Jimmy Butler.
Dan Le Batard legitimately should be embarrassed for himself. Like, I hope he is. He's not, because he's smug. But, oh, my God, is that embarrassing for someone with the chops, supposedly, that he has. Continue.
Yeah, it's we're not supposed to be cheerleaders. And, obviously, he is when it comes to some of his teams. But I would just, him notwithstanding, it looks to me like Damian Lillard. First of all, there was the suggestion, I don't know where it came from, I saw a couple people tweeting about it, that, like, Lillard is being sent to Milwaukee against his will. Like, this is not what he wanted, so he's not going to be happy. Seems to me, if you get to play with Giannis and there's a relationship there, he's probably pretty happy, right? And he knew about this going in. So I don't think there's much to worry about there. But how does this feel as a Wisconsin sports fan to have a great player coming in instead of worrying about a great player leaving?
Well, let's hold our role. I mean, there's still people worried about Giannis leaving. Now, whether or not that's any factuality to it, I'm guessing this move is done to alleviate that.
Right.
But they have to win, as you put it. And Dame didn't choose to come to Milwaukee. You know, it's not like he was saying, send me to Milwaukee, that's where I want to be.
Sure.
Giannis is who brought him here. Without Giannis, Dame Lillard's never coming to the Bucks.
No doubt.
That's just the facts, Jack. But what's great about it is when you have Giannis and you have a position where you can attract and bring these other guys in, LeBron couldn't do it in Cleveland. LeBron couldn't. He tried to get D-Wade and Chris Bosh to go to Cleveland. Couldn't do it. Giannis has pulled this off because of his talent and because of what he's all about. And again, the Bucks have to spend an exorbitant amount of money to do this. So we should be applauding them as well, because this
Jimmy Haslam
is a monster move. Hey, Jimmy's got one here. If Jimmy's obviously Jimmy's involved in some way, shape, or form, doesn't change my mentality on Jimmy. But what I am rooting for is I want the Bucks to be great. I want them to do everything they can to put a championship caliber team on the floor. They're doing that. And as fans, that's all we can ask for. We don't want them to be frugal and, you know, rebuild and do all this. We want, when you have an opportunity in the NBA and you're in a small market, you better wear it out. And I don't think anybody's going to sit here, regardless. Let's say Giannis leaves. I can't besmirch the ownership group. They have done everything to in their power to put this group together to win. So that was what yesterday was about, and I think we as Wisconsin sports fans, we do have an inferiority complex. We're always worried about, well, what can happen here and what can happen here. Yesterday was a day of celebration because we got our guy, and other teams wanted him, and we found a way to do it. And that should be springboarded into another championship, hopefully this coming season.
Well, if we're going to talk about championship teams, we got to talk about Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We do. Is it crazy for me to think that the Packers have the least amount of expectation? As we sit here, let's call it October 1, even though when I do my Pella read, it's not going to be.
No, that won't make it confusing, yeah.
The Packers have the least amount of expectations on them as we sit here right now. Who would have ever thunk it? Who would have thunk it?
I don't know. I know somebody who's been saying they're going to the playoffs ever since they beat the Bears, so those seem to be expectations.
Yeah, I know. I still think they are, but I don't think anybody thinks they're winning the Super Bowl. Brewers, go ahead and win a World Series, and everybody thinks the Bucks should win a championship, and everybody should replace their drafty old windows and doors with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don't do it during the dead of winter. Did John Horst trade for Dame Lillard in December or January?
No.
Did he? Okay, he didn't. No. He did it now. Pella has that great deal going on right now as well. Pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month on patio doors. The installation is completed with no mess and no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Visit PellaWI.com today. 6.99% APR financing for 120 months. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. And today's the 28th. The offer ends, I believe, tomorrow is the 29th. The 30th is when this ends, so you got 2 days to get this great deal in place.
No, he didn't trade in the dead of winter. He traded with 2 days left in September, with September having 30 days in its month. All right, I can't wait for October 1st and hear what Gina Della and the crew at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have cooked up.
31 days in October.
Yeah, are we going to keep track of those two?
Usually about the middle of the month is when I start doing that.
Start doing the math. Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, at the beginning of the month, we just let it rip.
While there is lots of excitement in Milwaukee and beyond, as the seven-time All-Star is headed to Giannisville, we do have a Packers game tonight as well. There's been some updates on injuries and the like. We'll get to those as we get ready for Packers-Lions on Thursday Night Football. That's straight ahead. Stick around.